Welcome to tonight's service, graduation service, as we come together to honor our graduates for 2022. So glad you are here. We invite you to worship with us. We'd like to start tonight's service with some graduation, so please remain standing and worship with us tonight.
Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty. Through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, I believe in you, Lord, and I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God. You've done in our lives, Lord.
Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. So good, Lord, I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest nights. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness.
Here, huh? No, it was all of us. The goodness of God. You may be seated. Well, it is an absolute privilege and joy to be here tonight to honor the families and the graduates that are here. I'm going to say something personal about each one. It's not typical, but I'm not a typical person. And if you know me, you already know that. AJ, we will be referring to him the rest of the night as Andrew, but he's my AJ. Encourager. He's my encourager. I can't tell you how many times he'd come in and say, "You need to know that you're doing a good job." And he would want to encourage. And when he came to speak to me one day, he said, "Did I do enough? Did I encourage enough?" "You did. Thank you." Kinsley. Kinsley is my searcher. It's never enough. It's always what's next. My searcher. Got to search and search and search. Search for God. And search for the answers. And Kinsley, she kept me on my toes with the searching. But we got there. And God has always been your answer. And he will continue to be your answer as you search and you keep finding him all the days of your life. Josie. Oh, she's the assistant. She's the administrator. She keeps us together. I don't know what we're going to do next year. But she's been my assistant. And I've been greeted so many times by Josie with, "Do you need anything? You need anything?" Or she looks at me and goes, "What do you need?" And I can point. And as she's walking where I'm pointing, I'm telling her. And she's going, "Yeah, yeah." My assistant. The school assistant. The other day, she sat in my office with tears. "Did I do what I was supposed to do?" "You did. You did." Logan. Logan is the one student that would watch me like a hawk. He would watch me. And at the end of the day, when everybody else had left, he would come back and he'd say, "Are you okay? You seem to have kept yourself busy today. I want the real answer." I say, "Today was a hard day." He'd say, "I could tell." And he'd ask me, "Can I give you a hug?" "Yes, you may." When I had a few deaths in the family, he kept coming to me. And he says, "You keep referring to these people as other people's family, but this was your family." And he said, "Isn't this hard on you?" And he said, "I'm a shoulder if you need it." Logan has always been that for me. And I appreciate it. So each one has their spot. And each one was in my last class as a teacher. It was a privilege. And by the goodness of God, we got through COVID and we got to here. We did many a night and day doing math on the telephone. Tell you what, you haven't lived until you've done some chemistry and algebra and geometry through FaceTime and texting. So I remember one time AJ said, "No, we can't FaceTime right now. My hair is a mess." I said, "Well, AJ, so was mine." I was like, "I don't want to see your hair. I just want to see your math problem." I was like, "Angle it." He goes, "I can do that." So we angled it on the... Do you remember that? You don't remember that? He's like, "My hair." I was like, "My hair too." So anyway, it was a process. But anyway, tonight it's time to honor them and the achievements. So at this time, we're going to recognize the achievements and present some awards. So Miss Stephanie, if you would come up. Okay. We're going to start with the scripture memory. And our scripture memory... this is something that we put first, so they must say this to be eligible for their other awards. But for scripture memory, we have Andrew Chapman. Yeah, you come up. We have Kinsley Gorley. And we have Josie Lynham. For honor roll, we have Josie Lynham. And for high grade point, the second place for the whole high school, we have Josie Lynham. the certificate. It was fun. Good Samaritan. This is someone who reaches out to help others. In the higher classes, a lot of times we have the class vote on this because, you know, sometimes we get students and they're very helpful to us, but might want to push somebody like in the garbage can when we're not looking. So these are the students that students have said. They've reached out and they've helped me. They were a good Samaritan to me in my time of need. And that was Andrew Chapman and Josie Lynham. The Crusader Award. This is someone who displays Christian character and overall school spirit. I like to say it's a whole person scholarship based off, you know, spirit, soul, and body. That they were involved in all that we did. This award is voted on by the entire student body. This year we had a very close race. I'm doing the count, and it was one here and one there and one here and one there, and we had votes for everybody, and it kept going back and forth until we got down to the very last two classrooms. But this individual, I can say, from the moment they entered, didn't ask, what can the school do for me, and how are you going to make it better for me? They said, how can I make the school better, and what can I do for you? The student was known to pray, to hang up scripture in their office. The student, like I've said before, was a backbone. The student sobbed in my office, wanting to know if they'd left a legacy, if they'd made a mark, if they had done all that they could do. They weren't sure if they were ready to leave. But this student, I can say, Josie Lynham, well done, good and faithful servant. You got the Crusader Award. We also want to recognize our valedictorian and our salutatorian. Our salutatorian for the class of 2022 is Andrew Chapman. Okay. Our valedictorian for the class of 2022, can you guess? Josie Lynham. Now we have some gifts we would like to give out. Pastor Mark and Miss Margaret. Did y'all want to say anything? Okay. Pastor Mark and Miss Margaret have a Bible from Cleveland Christian Fellowship for each graduate. It has been their mission and desire that children are released into the world, not only with an educated mind, but also with a highly trained spirit, a fervent love for God and His Word, and a mind and body consecrated and dedicated unto Him. God's word is a gift to be embraced, and it holds true wisdom and knowledge. Therefore, please receive these gifts as a continuation of the mission of Cleveland Christian Fellowship in Cleveland Christian School. Thank you. Well, Miss Josie Lynham was our valedictorian, and she has a speech for us this evening for her family and friends and classmates. So, you want to come on up?
Hi, everyone. Thank you all for coming out to be with us on the exciting day. Like she said, I'm the valedictorian for our graduating class of 2022. I would like to start by thanking my family and my friends and my church family who came here to be with me. Also, I want to say thank you to my mom and dad for being amazing parents and for always loving me and supporting me in all that I do, and for choosing to send their kids to a Christian school. You couldn't have picked a better place. Cleveland Christian is like a second home to me, and I will miss the school, but it's the people here who make it my home. Pastor Mark and Miss Margaret, thank you for listening to God's call on your life. If it wasn't for you opening up this school, we wouldn't be here today. Teachers and other staff of this school, thank you for also following God's plan for your lives to come here. And you changed the lives of the students here for the better. Miss Stephanie, thank you for caring for your students as if we were your children. She always tells us that we are her children, even though we're not. And that is something so touching and meaningful to me. Thank you. And last but not least, to my fellow graduates, look at us. We're finally here. We did it. I want to leave you with a little piece of advice. This is for me too. And that is to put your trust in God, whether you know where you're going and what you're doing or how you're going to do it, or if you don't know anything at all. Even if you don't know your next step after high school, that's okay. If you just lean on God and trust in Him, He will be there with you and take you where you need to go. I'm so thankful for my time here and for my time with you guys. Thank you for making this year very special, memorable, and so much fun. I love you, and I'll miss you. I can't wait to see where life will take you. Thank you.
Wow, she did a great job. Amen. Well, guys, you're getting close to having those diplomas in your hand. Praise God. But it's my privilege to come up here tonight and introduce our guest speaker, glory to God, Reverend David Gray. By the way, David was our guest speaker here at Cleveland Christian Fellowship this morning, and he talked about, we had asked him to share his, he's a very capable, dynamic preacher and teacher, but we asked him to share his personal testimony. And so he talked about being involved in drugs and alcohol and being in and out of jail there and got saved in jail. I love it when you said, I believe in jailhouse religion. Amen. Praise God. You're a testimony. And so the reason I say that is if you are dealing with that, if you know somebody that's dealing with that, you can go to our website. You can go to YouTube. You can watch that. It would be a blessing to you. It would help you. It would give you insights. If you're dealing with a child or a neighbor or a relative, somebody that you love dearly, a lot of his testimony, he talks about how his parents prayed for him and the different things that happened that orchestrated this all together for him to become a trophy of God's grace. Amen. And so, again, you can go to our website and see that free. You can go to YouTube. I guess you just look up, well, they look up, John, on YouTube. CCF Church Live on YouTube. Praise God. Amen. David is a 1982 graduate of Rainbow Bible Training Center. He is the pastor of Abundant Life Fellowship Church that is in Ridgely, Tennessee. Ridgely, Tennessee is in the very northwest corner of Tennessee. That's Lake County. It's Lake County because the very famous Real Foot Lake is there. He has been the pastor of that church, very dynamic church, very wonderful church with tremendous outreaches, doing a lot of good things for the Lord. He's been the pastor of that church for 37 years. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. He also serves as the Rhema Ministerial Association International Mid-South Regional Director. Glory to God, just a few of those across the whole world, really. And so he's a pastor to pastors, and we are honored to have him here tonight at Cleveland Christian Commencement Graduation Service 2022. So would you join me in welcoming David Gray to this platform? Praise God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Congratulations. I'm like the little fat girl at the senior prom. Just glad to be here. Would you say this out loud with me? For the Lord is good,
the Lord is good.
And His mercy endures forever.
And His mercy endures forever.
Hallelujah. I'm not really going to preach tonight. I'm going to share some things with you guys. I congratulate you. The family sending your kids to Christian school, I wish I had had that opportunity. I wouldn't have wasted so many years, but it's wonderful to know the Lord even at a young age. And I'm going to share some things about having a relationship with the Lord. And it'll be a blessing. Praise the Lord. And you parents, thank you for loving your children and training them up in the way they should go. Amen?
Amen.
Do I need to pray or just talk? We'll just talk. I want to share three relationships that the scripture reveals that God offers to us on this planet as his children. He offers us these relationships and he will sustain them in our life. And if you'll take this information, your next step in life, it's going to be a great blessing to you. I know you've learned great things here. And I trust all of you are born again and know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But these relationships, the first one is God for us. How many is glad God is for us? Yeah. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Verse 32 says, he who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. He did it for all of us. So the scripture reveals it over and over, especially in the New Testament. God's for us. God's for us. The greatest demonstration, the greatest expression of God's love toward man, and in it reveals to us that God is for us, is the work of the cross. The death, burial, and resurrection. There's no greater love, there's no greater expression of God's love than what he did for us through his son.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Now, some people, they've been taught to believe that you sort of read the tea leaves and see what the circumstances are to determine whether or not God is for you. If you're having a good day, if things are going your way, well, then maybe God's for me. But if things are going bad, if this is not a good day, well, maybe God's not for me. No. No. We base what we know about God on his word, not the circumstances. We have an adversary. Anybody know who that is? And guess what? Our adversary is against us. God tells us that. But we have an advocate. And Jesus Christ is seated at the Father's right hand as our advocate, and he is for us. He laid down his life and died for us. So I like to keep it real simple. Good God, bad devil.
Amen.
Let's all say that out loud. Good God, bad devil. And that'll keep you on track. You may have seen Christmas cards. I have, where it has the scripture on the card that people send out and give out at Christmas time. That it's what the angels announced to the shepherds the night Jesus was born. And it says that they said, peace on earth, goodwill toward man. And just like we were singing a while ago, the goodness of God is running after us. Jesus, the scripture says in Psalms 23 that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And we can dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
I read A.W. Tozer. He's an author and a Christian. He's in heaven now. But he made this statement. He said, the whole outlook of mankind might be changed if we could all believe that we dwell under a friendly sky, and that the God of heaven, though exalted in power and majesty, he's eager to be friends with us. God wants to be friends with us. He wants us to be friends with him. Psalms 8 says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, And then it says that man has been created in God's image and likeness. But then it lets us know that he crowns us with glory and honor. Proverbs 3 says that God will give us favor with him, with God, and man. Now, the favor of God, the favor of God is God's hand on us, his blessing upon us. And you don't need everybody to like you all the time. All you need is the right person at the right time that they like you. And that's what God's favor will do for you. You go for the next step in life, whether it's job or school. You know, you can have the favor of God. You get picked as the favorite when somebody else doesn't do that. The favor of God will put you at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. So, if God is for us, and he is, we should expect success, and we should expect to have God's favor in our life. The scripture says he always, always causes us to triumph. Well, that's success. And God wants to give us favor with people, and he'll have favor on us, and we can have success in life. And you can have that the rest of your life. And this being in this environment with an education is help lay that foundation and point you in the right direction. God bless you. God bless you. Number two, God with us. Everybody say, God with us. The scripture reveals in the first two chapters of Genesis that God made man, and the reason he made man was to have fellowship with him. God came and walked with Adam and Eve in the garden in the cool of the day. And Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, or Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, the Bible says Enoch walked with God, and he did it by faith. Genesis chapter 12, we see Abraham come along, and Abraham, he walked with God. He fellowshiped with God by faith. And James, the second chapter, verse 23, the New Testament calls Abraham a friend of God, God's friend. And the New Testament tells us that Abraham is the father of all that believe. Got any believers here tonight? Amen. Well, if Abraham can be a friend of God, we can be a friend of God. God told Moses in Exodus 25, tell the people, build me a sanctuary that I may come and dwell with my people. That's why Jesus came to the earth. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it says, a virgin shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. That's who Jesus is. He told the church right before he went back to heaven in Matthew 28, he said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So God is not with everybody. He was not with everybody in the old covenant. And according to the scripture, he's not with everybody in the new covenant. He's only with believers. He's only with Christians. That's who he's with. Hebrews chapter 13, he tells the church, this is Hebrews 13:5, for he himself has said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. So you may boldly say, because God says that, we may boldly say, the Lord's my helper, and I'm not going to be afraid of what man can do to me. Now listen to this in the Amplified translation. God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, or give up or leave you without support, listen, he said, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Amen. He's not going to leave us. I said, he's not going to leave us. We don't have to pray, Lord, be with me. If you're born again, he's with you, and he will never leave you. Never. So think about how safe and secure we are because he is with us. Safe and secure from all alarms. Y'all sing that, don't you? Hallelujah. No fear because he's with us. Never alone because he's with us. Always, always there's someone we can speak to, we can talk to because he's with us. And we'll always have somebody there to help us. Amen. The Almighty. And it's all because of Jesus. So we should expect success and favor because he's for us. But we can enjoy safety and fellowship because he's with us. Hallelujah. So number three, this one separates Christianity from all other religions in the world. God in us. This is revealed in Scripture. Not that we just believe something about God. Not our faith is not just believing that there is a God, but as a believer, we're inviting the creator of the universe, we're inviting him to come in to our heart and our life and to be a part of our very being. Yes. When we get born again, the Spirit of God moves on the inside of you. He's not just for us. He's not just with us. He moves in us. And the Old Testament, God dwelt in a man-made temple. But the New Testament reveals our body becomes the temple of the living God. And this is not just religion. This is a reality. Romans chapter 8 says, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ in you, you're none of his. Isn't that something? How many knows you got the Holy Ghost on the inside you? Huh? Jesus has come in. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, and 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. All three of those passages of Scripture say the same thing, that your body is the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. Now, once we're born again, the Spirit of God moves inside. He takes up residence on the inside of our spirit. 1 John 4, 4, y'all know that one, don't you? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The greater one on the inside of him. Brother Hagin, where I went to Bible school, he used to say, we need to become God inside minded. We think about God, and the Bible tells us that the Father is on the throne, but at the same time, he can be on the inside of us. Isn't that wonderful? We need to be conscious of the fact that God dwells on the inside of us. John G. Lake, he's another man in heaven now, but they said that he would get up every day, and he told this to people. He said he would get up every day, get dressed, look at himself in the mirror, and point and say, God lives in that man. He's talking to himself. But he would say to himself, God lives in that man. And he does. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. God in us. Romans chapter 4, I talked about it this morning in the service, that once the Spirit of God is on the inside of us, He will lead and guide us. So you have a guide on the inside. You start making decisions in life. I know up to this point, your family's helped you make a lot of decisions. My family, my parents made decisions for me on Sunday, whether we went to church or not. And I'm glad they did, because I would have stayed home. And they said, no, you're going to church. Hallelujah. So I knew what to do in a jail cell when I was 23 years old. I know who to call on. I got born again because mom and daddy had made decisions for me. Amen. But now y'all are going to step over. You're going to start making decisions yourself. And your folks, you can still ask them for counsel and guidance. But you're going to start taking steps and being out on your own. And you can start listening to your heart, looking on the inside. And the Spirit of God can help you. He's helped me buy vehicles. I bought cars before, led by the Spirit of God. My wife, I met her and I knew on the inside, she's going to be my wife. And that's an important decision. Hello? I said, hello? I told the congregation this morning, we've not shed blood. We've not fought. We've not swapped licks before. You don't have to raise your hand if you have. But there's been no bloodshed between us. There's been some intense discussions. And I usually learned my lesson and did what she said. But the Lord's helped me in taking jobs before. I had guidance from Him. I did miss it one time and took the wrong job. Knew on the inside. The boss of the owner of the company, he looked me right in the eye and said, do you believe that you would be comfortable working in this job situation? And I looked him right back in the eye and I said this on the outside, but on the inside, I knew it was this. And about 6 months later, I realized I had taken the wrong job. So you have a guide inside. Learn to listen to that. So if God is for us, we can have success and favor. If God is with us, we can have safety and fellowship. If God is in us, we have salvation, and the Scripture says it's guaranteed in our future. The Bible calls the Holy Spirit the earnest of our inheritance. It's a down payment of what we have in the future. And I don't know about you, but I know I'm going to heaven. How many knows you're going to heaven? Yeah. And one of the ways we know that, according to the Scripture, is because we have the earnest of the Spirit on the inside of us. Amen. Amen. So may God's blessings be on you, and may your future be blessed and successful. Y'all go change people's lives. Amen. 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 Bless you.
Amen. That was good, Brother David. Thank you so much. You have a guide on the inside. I do believe that this is something that we have discussed many times over. And so, you know where to go. You go to the Word and check your heart. Check that Holy Spirit leads you. Thank you, Brother David. That was so good. You ready? Yes. Okay, graduates, please arise for the presentation of your diplomas. Andrew Joseph Chapman, Andrew enrolled in Cleveland Christian School in the 8th grade. He will be attending Cleveland State Community College, then Bible school, and he plans a career in children and youth ministry. Andrew is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Bobby and April Chapman. Kinsley Cheyenne Gorley. Kinsley enrolled in Cleveland Christian School in the 6th grade. She will be attending King University, where she received an academic scholarship. She plans to study business and neurology. Kinsley is the daughter of Miss Kirsten Polner and the great-granddaughter of Miss Deborah Walker and Miss Melva Polner. Josie Ray Lanham. Josie enrolled in Cleveland Christian School in the kindergarten program. She will be attending Chattanooga State Community College, and she was awarded the Tennessee Promise and the McDonald Black Fox Ruiton Club Scholarship. She plans to pursue a degree in the medical field. Josie is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Donald and Anna Lanham. Logan McKenzie Smith. Logan enrolled in Cleveland Christian School in the 6th grade. His career plans are undecided. Logan is the grandson of Mr. and Mrs. Edward and Sandra Hawkins. Graduates, before I have you to step forward, I want everybody to release your hand towards these graduates. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that they go forward and discover the plan of God for their life completely. Not only do they discover it, they walk in it. They walk in the callings of God upon their life, that the anointing of God is upon them, and that they seek and find your word. They have a hunger and thirst for your word, Lord God. I thank you that they are protected in all their ways, that you keep them, that you guide them, and that you're their counsel. And so, Lord God, I just thank you for these students, each one, that as they go, that they are blessed, Father, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, and you keep them in all their ways. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Okay, graduates, will you please step forward and face the congregation? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great honor that I present to you Cleveland Christian School graduating class of 2022. You may turn your tassels.
Well, praise the Lord. Would you stand again with me? On behalf of the graduates, the teachers and staff here at Cleveland Christian School, we just want to say thank you for coming and celebrating and honoring these graduates. If you would, bow your head, close your eyes for a word of prayer as we close. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to recognize the giftings in these graduates, Father, for the opportunity to celebrate them, to honor them, Father, for the path that you've set them on, for the things that you've instilled in them at Cleveland Christian School, and the things that they will take with them for the rest of their lives. Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost living big on the inside of us that guides us and leads us in everything that we say and do. Father, we thank you for the future that is so bright for these young people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. Thank you for your grace, your kindness, and mercy in our lives. Thank you for your protection as we proceed and go home this evening. Father, may you get all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you very much.